There were chaotic scenes at Arlanda Airport north of Stockholm on Wednesday after technical issues at budget airline Ryanair's check-in counter. Newspaper Aftonbladet reports on hours-long queues for baggage check-in, with travellers then running through airport security to try and make it to their flight on time, only to be turned away at the gate. The newspaper's spoken with a number of travellers who ended up missing their flight to Greece due to the issue. Meanwhile, Newspaper Expressen, citing travellers who actually made it on board the plane, say it left the airport almost empty given how many passengers were delayed. Ryanair tells Aftonbladet in a statement those impacted by the temporary technical issue will be able to rebook their flights free of charge. About 100 passengers on board a ferry in the Stockholm archipelago had to be evacuated on Wednesday after a fire in the vessel's engine room. The fire started at around lunchtime, reports Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Stockholm, and happened while the ferry was moored at Högenäs jetty on the island of Tyninge. Staff on board were able to put the fire out, and no injuries have been reported. Inflation fell in June, according to preliminary figures from Statistics Sweden. The rate of inflation, according to the Consumer Price Index, was 0.7% in June, which is lower compared to May's 0.8%. The cause is thought to be lower food prices and transport costs. And a boa constrictor was found inside a box left in a forest outside Mjölby over the weekend, police say. The box was closed and had air holes, they say, and it's also said to have had a bowl of water. The County Administrative Board is now taking care of the reptile. Snakes that aren't native to Sweden can often cope with the summers here, but not the cooler seasons, so police aren't treating the incident as potential animal abuse. A member of the public who found the animal kept it in their bathroom for 2 days before contacting police, despite being themselves rather scared of snakes, reports Swedish Radio's local channel in Östergötland. And those were Wednesday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Thursday.